How do you feel today after having Sunday off?
Feels good. I feel like I got my legs back under me. So I'm going to practice today with a lot of energy and feel good.
Does that help when it's a short week?
Yeah, it does, really. Like you said, we got the extra day on Sunday just to rest up and still, you know, put in mentally. But like I said, I feel real good today.
You just played this team recently.
Mm-hmm.
It is a short week. Does that help, too, knowing this team, just having seen them recently?
Yeah, it helps a lot. It just lets us know that it's not too much that they can do different. And then it just helps us, you know, fix mistakes, you know, that much faster. And like I said, it just feels better overall.
Even though your body, you know, you need to give your body a rest and you get that week, is it hard to be on the sidelines watching
it
still?
Yeah, it kind of is, because as a competitor, you want to get out there and try to win the game anyway. But I feel like our guys did a real good job, had a real good chance at the end. But, I mean, as a competitor, you always want to play.
Hey, how much have things changed for you when you got Holly on one side,
mm-hmm,
and Justin on the other prepared to win one of them or both of them are there?
A lot. I mean, they, as you know, those guys are great pass rushers, so they can't just come in and single on one person, double one person. Somebody has to have a one-on-one, and as a defensive lineman, you kind of want to take advantage of that, so it helps a lot.
We know Justin's getting healthy, and mm-hmm, Thomas and Warrior. You mm-hmm finally looking forward to kind of getting that triangle back
mm-hmm
together?
Yeah. I mean, when one of those guys are down, it's not the same for any team, just based on the type of player that they are. But, I mean, it'll be real exciting for me personally to get him back in.
What impresses you about Luck's pocket presence? What did you see from that guy?
I mean, he's real good at it. He's a fast guy, but he's not too quick to run. He's real patient. He stands in there, stands strong, and takes hits. But it's real impressive.
You think it's going to help you guys knowing you just saw this dude 2 weeks ago? I mean, is that going to?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, it's only so much you can change in this short amount of time. So we're not looking for too much different. We're just looking at the old film and just trying to fix all the mistakes that we had.
Don Terry, your first experience in the playoffs, you noticing a lot of difference? I mean, every time the coach was up there, he smiled at the word playoff.
Uh-huh.
And Jamal's talking about the excitement.
Yeah.
Can you talk about how different it is that you see from the regular season to the post?
I mean, it's a blessing. A lot of people are not in the position that we are in. But just me personally, I see it when I walked in this morning. Nobody seems tired and nobody seems kind of weary. Everybody's kind of excited. And like I said, it's an exciting thing to be in the playoffs.
What do you expect about the intensity on Saturday?
I know it's going to kick up a notch. I mean, as it should. It's the playoffs. It's for all the marbles. It's a win to go home. Nobody wants to go home after you made it this far. So everybody be playing their heart out.
Sorry, you were 3 years old the last time this franchise won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that people talk about here, whether it's Mark Hunt or anybody in the locker room? Or?
I mean, not really. Like I said, it really doesn't depend on the timing or whatever it may be. We just know right here and now we're in the playoffs, and right here and now we got to take advantage of it. So we're just taking that mindset.
You remember watching that game?
3 years old, I don't remember watching too much.